Since the dawn of the 21st century, scientific discovery has rushed forward at lightning speed. Genetics, physics, computerized technology, robotics, virtual reality. Join Derek and Sharon Gilbert as they uncover the truths behind this ultimate scientific deception. Welcome to Sci-Friday.
Where is all of this going? We have to find out from...
Science!
Welcome to Sci-Friday from Skywatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert. Joining us, our science advisor and my best friend, the author of the... I'd like to say award-winning, but let's say five-star rated... Red Wing Saga, Sharon K. Gilbert.
Hi, sweetie. Hi, and co-author of Veneration.
Why do I keep forgetting that?
I don't know, but it's this book right here. And
I
it's
know.
Part of the package, which we will talk about later. But right now, we're going to ask the question, will we be here 5 years from now? And there are a lot of reasons why that question might have a lot of different answers.
Well, we've got to really feel for the generation coming up. A lot of kids today are being indoctrinated through their schools and through the media that unless something happens, and politicians who are using this as a campaign tool, that if something doesn't happen within the next 10 or 12 years, they're not going to live to be our age.
And that, there you've just given the answer. Someone is benefiting from this, frankly, propaganda. If you don't know what we're talking about, the Extinction Rebellion is trending all over social media. It's often hashtag XR or hashtag Extinction Rebellion. It's been going on for about 2 years, something mm-hmm. like that. But here's the interesting thing about it. We're going to start by talking about mind control. And the reason we're doing that is because this has to do with, frankly, the movers and shakers behind Extinction Rebellion. There's some big money
right.
behind this.
Right.
It is not grassroots.
No, it really came to public attention here over the last few weeks as the Brits have been in the middle of a campaign for a snap election, which was conducted yesterday. Boris Johnson, the Conservatives, Jeremy Corbyn, and mm-hmm. Labour Party.
And because we're recording this on the day that they're voting, we're recording this on Thursday, so we can't announce the winner.
Right.
I'd love to, but by the time you're watching this, you're probably going to yeah. know who won that election.
Polls are just closing in the UK.
Yeah.
And
the queues have been really long, and
right.
what I was reading this morning is that there have been some young kids who have been trying to block the access to the election sites. And I would guess that they're trying to block anyone who might not vote for Labour.
Mm-hmm. And it's bizarre that this took place because one of the stories that I talked about this past week was a group of the Extinction Rebellion protesters who glued themselves to a bus.
Dressed as bees.
Dressed as bees, right. Because, oh gosh, what was the, it was like, it was some bad pun.
Mm-hmm.
And I've forgotten what it was. It was so bad. But they glued themselves to the Liberal Democrats bus, campaign bus.
Why would you do that?
To get attention, obviously, but the bus that they glued themselves to that the Lib Dems were using for their campaign was an electric bus.
So it was their
footprint.
Party
right.
doing everything they wanted them to do.
Exactly, but they glued themselves to that bus. It's like, okay, this seems like a protest fail. But there have been similar stories to that. Somebody connected to the organization a couple of times now in the past month have glued themselves to airplanes at Heathrow, which, of course, delays flights. People get upset and angry. Mm. But they've been convinced, many of these young people have been convinced, that they're literally, that we're all going to die if
yes.
we don't do something radical
yeah.
within the next 10 years or so.
Well, we heard the same thing in the 70s.
We did.
I'm old enough that I remember that.
But it was the opposite.
That.
We were told global cooling was
yes,
the imminent
exactly.
threat.
Nuclear winter.
Nuclear
was
winter.
Coming.
Right. If we yeah, right. So there was always something, you know, like a sword of Damocles hanging over our mm-hmm. heads that was about to drop and kill us all if we didn't suddenly change something drastically.
It's not only about to drop, it is only going to be removed by the appropriate party.
Mm-hmm.
This
yes.
is all about, frankly, rigging elections.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
it's moving young people to a position, and I hate to say this, but it's very reminiscent of 1930s Germany, and even late 1920s, where
right.
you had this lead up with young people being propagandized to believe that a very strict protocol was the only way to move Germany out of its, frankly, failed state following World War I.
And you found a group to identify as the others.
You always have to have the others.
Right. And the others changes from generation to generation, mm-hmm. but there's always an other that is demonized mm-hmm. and used to rally support behind one particular group who promises to eliminate the others who are the cause of all of our problems.
And the thing to remember when it comes to political propagandizing, that is, it's the Hegelian dialectic. The two extremes are used to push everybody towards the middle. And if you continue doing that over and over and over again, you herd the main component of individuals exactly where you want them. Now, look at this from a spiritual point of view. The ultimate goal of the spiritual realm, the fallen realm, is to remove humans' free will. If you can so propagandize people to where they simply move like they're responding to being herded, that means they no longer have free will.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the late 19th, early 20th century was the dawn of something that's called the Tavistock Institute. Their specialty is using psychology. And of course, late 19th, early 20th century is when modern psychology, that movement, Jung and Freud, was born. And the idea that you can somehow sway opinion based upon the way you approach a question or a teaching plan. And one of the ways to do that is called third-party endorsement.
Oh.
That was created by Tavistock Institute.
So the idea of, say, looking back in history, like, well, not history, but say going back a generation or two of baseball players endorsing a particular brand of cigarettes,
mm-hmm.
that was developed originally by the Tavistock Institute.
Well, think about it. Back in the early days, even a conservative show like the Andy Griffith Show mm-hmm. and the Dick Van Dyke Show, the stars of those shows appeared in commercials during the breaks smoking cigarettes. They were pushing a brand.
Mm-hmm.
It goes even back to Jack Benny.
Well, yes, we love listening to the Jack Benny Show. When we take a long car trip, put on the Jack Benny Show and listen. And, you know, you're an episode, through an episode, and suddenly you're 30 miles farther down the road. It makes time go by really quickly. Mm-hmm. But they wove the commercials for their cigarettes in there with the quartet singing LSLS, MFT.
So you know, it made you actually look forward to the commercial. It was brilliant.
It was, yes. But mind control, in a sense.
It's mind control, especially third-party endorsement, because a rock and roll or television or film star that you really admire and when you're a teen, love,
mm-hmm.
if that person endorses a certain political platform, you're going to be swayed to go towards that. If that person endorses, say, a green movement or the Extinction Rebellion, you're going to think, well, that person, I've got to do that. Because subconsciously you're thinking, this will please him or her.
Mm-hmm. It's very clever, but it's insidious.
It's and really so insidious.
It always benefits, it's always wise to ask, whenever you see a news story or some grassroots movement like
Extinction
Rebellion or the Occupy movement.
Yes. Well, it's based very much on Occupy.
Yeah. Who benefits and who's behind it? And start pulling on those threads to find out who is actually funding it. Who's behind the migrants who've been coming up from Central and South America? I mean, we saw stories earlier this year about people who were migrating northward from Brazil, but they came from Congo and Chad and Algeria.
And it took them 6 months to get there, so
right.
Who paid their ticket?
Who got them across the ocean so they could begin their march northward?
I just recently read a book by Michelle Malkin mm-hmm. that looks at the immigration problem in the last few years, and she traces the dollars behind much of this to, frankly, Open Society.
Mm-hmm.
And Open Society is funding the money through a lot of different doors to sort of disguise it. But NGOs, lots and lots of them, of which it owns many,
mm-hmm.
That when immigrants come out of Central America, South and Central America, and they enter Mexico, they're often given a cell phone. They're given a map mm-hmm. so that they can use the cell phone to locate various places along the way to stay, where they'll get free health care, and they will be given advice on what to say and what to do when they get through. Some of the, when they approach the border, sometimes they can pay a little extra money and they can get a young child to go across with them.
Mm-hmm.
And the child will say, this is my mom.
And it just happens that there are cameras there that are catching them in their mm-hmm. plight. But we've seen this with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the photo op of her standing there looking very disturbed at the border fence. Of course, you pull back and you show some of the photos that weren't released by her and her supporters, showing that there was no one on the other side of the fence. The mm-hmm. implication of the photos that she released and her supporters released was that she was seeing these poor, bedraggled migrants who were being abused by the Trump administration's jackbooted thugs, mm-hmm. when in fact there was no one there.
It was very clever editing.
Yes, it's using emotions, the emotions of those who perceive the images, whether still photos or video, mm-hmm. to manipulate them to respond in a predetermined way.
That
goes back to Tavistock.
It does. Yes. It really does. I love the fact that young people do have tender hearts.
Oh, amen.
We should never, ever condemn them for that.
Right.
I think way too many of us, we tend to sort of harden our hearts as we become jaded, they say.
Yeah.
But that tender heart condition is exploited
right.
by both sides.
Yep.
Hegelian dialectic, the far left, the far right, used to push everyone towards a new center. The center keeps moving.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually it will get to exactly where they want it. Because I think, and we open this by asking, will we be here in 5 years? Well, you know what? Someone will be here in 5 years. The mm-hmm. earth will still exist in 5 years, because I believe that if Christ came today, there would be at least another 3.5 to 7 years, depending upon whether you're mid or pre-trib.
Right.
I personally believe he'll be here before the 7 years begins.
Mm-hmm.
But you can make your own choice. Regardless, he's coming for his church.
Right.
And in Monday's Unraveling Revelation, that's one of the things we're going to be talking about, the idea that his arrival is imminent, even then.
Mm-hmm.
Even then, Paul believed it was going to be in a minute. So we have to live every day believing he could be here any minute. So in a way, we believers, we see an extinction moment, but it is not the extinction of the entire world due to
right.
global warming. It is the extinction of those who don't have Christ in their hearts, who aren't covered by the blood of Christ.
That's right.
It will be their extinction.
Absolutely.
And I don't find any joy at all in that.
No, he died that all who accept him would be saved. That is not a universalist belief. He's not taken away anyone's free will. Universalism, and I don't want to rabbit trail down here too far, but it just dawned on me that universalism essentially means rabbit trails, that universalism is a denial of free will as well.
Yes.
That everyone will ultimately be saved regardless of what they believed in this life. Well, that's not how God created us. He created us to choose, and he's not going to abrogate that choice. We know what the consequences are,
mm-hmm.
but there are many who choose to deny him and reject him anyway. Well, we need to get on to who the money men are behind this and where their end game is and how technology is playing into this, but we do need to take a break.
Yes, we do.
So we will continue this conversation of how technology and science being used to, being weaponized, actually.
Oh, yeah.
To try to move us in a particular direction and not a direction that honors the God of the Bible when Sci-Friday continues.
Call now and get Reverend Donna Howell and Special Investigator Allie Hinson's brand-new eye-opening book, Dark Covenant, along with a never-before-released 4-part Dark Covenant companion DVD and Occultianity, How the End Times Church is Forming Now in Preparation of Antichrist on DVD. This is an exclusive offer for our SkyWatch television audience. Yours for a donation of $35 plus shipping and handling. In the new book, Dark Covenant, you will learn how the church is being groomed to embrace the unthinkable in preparation for the enforcement of the mark of the beast, how the true body of Christ is being slowly positioned to be considered a public enemy, with the Bible labeled as hate speech and possibly soon prohibited, why much of the church has been lulled into slumber over the preceding decades and is unprepared to be a force for good in our troubled world, how much of Western Christianity has actually become a cult, and what the true body of Christ can do to survive the modern assault on Christianity. You'll also receive the Dark Covenant Companion DVD. Join Reverend Donna Howell, Allie Hinson, and the SkyWatch investigative team for this original 4-part series on DVD. This eye-opening expose is already sending shockwaves through the Western religious establishment and is certain to help ready the true remnant of God with the tools needed to navigate the coming days of persecution. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive Occultianity, How the End Times Church is Forming Now in Preparation of Antichrist. In this exclusive, never-before-released DVD, Donna Howell and Allie Hinson walk you step-by-step through the well-laid plans of an occult oligarchy who are, as we speak, advancing the way for the system of Antichrist, all while a silent, complacent church has forgotten the true power of the body of Christ and are inadvertently laying the foundation for the bloodiest cult the world has ever seen. This DVD alone is a last day's warning that all true believers must have that will equip God's anointed with the knowledge and power they need to set people free from the powers of deception. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of more than $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Prepare for the coming days of religious fallout as a ready soldier for the coming true Messiah. The Dark Covenant special offer available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
In Strauss and Howe's The Fourth Turning Vision, a deal with the devil ultimately includes the arrival of an unexpected national leader who would emerge during the current fourth turning. Now, this guy would come from an older generation, and he would lead the globe into a new world order, which they envisioned developing by the year 2025. By offering to build back better, a socialist governance with welfare for the masses. This leadership, they saw, would seize what could only be described as a cancel culture crusade, warm to promulgating Oceania-like suppression of unapproved dialogue, in order to rein in any and all challenges to the new social construct.
Rise 2021, a virtual conference with 50 hours of world-class presentations on theology, prophecy, archaeology, geopolitics. Sign up now at defenderconference.com.
Welcome back to Sci Friday from SkyWatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert.
I'm Sharon Gilbert, and we are talking about, well, the Extinction Rebellion.
Yes.
Hashtag XR. Which, oddly enough, I was looking at a lot of those, the trending posts at social media with the hashtag Extinction Rebellion or XR, and a lot of those were written in German.
Really?
And some of them had the additional hashtag Wicca.
Wicca?
Well, Wiccans see themselves as friends of the earth.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's revealing the hidden hand behind all of this.
That's very interesting. Well, there's at least one billionaire that is supporting the Extinction Rebellion, and that is a hedge fund operator who's worth about 1.2 billion pounds, which is what, about 1.7 billion U.S., I'm just guessing off the top of my head, Sir Christopher Hone, one of the wealthiest men in the U.K. Now, he's not donated a ton of money to this group, 50,000 pounds, that's only about
$75,000. Well, personally, but his companies have donated more than that.
Okay, but he's also got a lot of very wealthy entertainers and performers that are behind this, the band Radiohead. And I've got to confess, you know, I was a top 40 radio disc jockey back in the day, but that day was like 35 years ago. And I have never, ever heard a single song by Radiohead.
Neither have I.
Yeah, so I have no idea who they are. I am so unhip. But they've donated a bunch of money. And there are a number of other well-known types who have donated to this group behind Extinction Rebellion.
Eileen Getty, whose money comes from oil.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, granddaughter of J. Paul Getty. So who, and some of the stars that, sadly, Benedict Cumberbatch, who we really like, is one of the groups is
well, it's that
joining
same
the
idea.
Protest.
It's that same idea that if you can get, you know, it's a tax deduction for them. So probably their financial advisor has said, okay, you need to give us so much money every year. Let's give it to something that is I hate to say it, it's virtue signaling.
It truly is. They don't really know what they're doing, but they want to get out ahead of the parade.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. If the parade suddenly springs up overnight, like the Extinction Rebellion seems to have done, and there have been more than 1,000 activists arrested since their protests began last week, Monday.
Yeah.
We saw another group protesting like this on the island of Malta just recently, calling themselves the Sardines, or rather in Italy, calling themselves the Sardines.
Yes, that's right.
And
yes.
Suddenly this grassroots movement is mobilizing and filling the streets with people. It's like, wait a minute.
True grassroots doesn't come up like that. They don't suddenly have matching bikes and matching outfits
and pre-printed signs.
No, they don't. And they don't suddenly have five offices in London that
like
are
Extinction
in possible
Rebellion. Yes, Extinction. Yeah, you don't get an office in the city.
No. In the square mile. Plus, there are other places that are really, well, high-end,
right,
high-rent districts.
Yes. Antifa is another so-called grassroots movement that suddenly just seems to have sprung up out of nowhere.
Yeah. It's similar to what's going on in other countries where we see the clear hand of someone with a lot of money guiding the country towards an end game. And usually that end game is the turnover of the current regime and putting someone else in place. I think we're seeing that same thing going on in the UK because there are a lot of people, Germany included, which is why I find the German language so interesting in those tweets, that do not want the UK to leave the EU.
We've seen this take place and the hand of very wealthy Westerners behind this in Ukraine, which is at the center of this whole scandal and around the impeachment hearings right now, Donald Trump. The 2014 overthrow of the elected president there, Yanukovych, and his replacement by, it wasn't Yushchenko, he was prior to that, Petro Porovich. And Porovich is now his successor.
I admire that because I honestly can't keep up with that. That is a revolving door in that office.
Well, it is. Ukraine's in an unenviable situation where they're caught between the United States and the and Russia, but they had a pro-Russian president who was forced out in 2014 in the so-called Orange Revolution. And when you start digging, you find that that revolution plus the prior one back in 2005 involved a lot of money coming from the United States government, funneled through, and this was really shocking to me at the time. This was kind of my, another eye-opening moment for me, that the George W. Bush administration funneled money through its State Department to the Open Society Initiative, which is George Soros' organization. And they were using technology. This especially ramped up during the Obama administration, where Hillary Clinton's State Department created something they called tech camps, which were training activists in other nations to use social media, Twitter and Facebook, but especially Twitter, to rally these grassroots movements.
Keyboard warriors.
Right. There was a so-called Green Revolution that was beginning in Tehran during a presidential election there. This was at the end of the term of Muammar Ahmadinejad.
Yes.
And Twitter wanted to go down for the weekend, or at least for a period during the weekend, for regularly scheduled maintenance. And the State Department stepped in and said, no, don't do it. Don't shut down your servers because the activists on the ground in Tehran were using Twitter to mobilize these so-called grassroots. So technology playing a key role in this.
I don't know if it's that, but the internet was down for weeks in Iran.
Well, that's not a coincidence. The Iranians aren't stupid people.
No, they're not.
the mullahs are not dumb. They learned from that previous time, okay, this time we're going to shut it down. And you know, Russia has also likewise learned that non-government organizations, NGOs, like the Open Society Institute, were banned from Russia after what happened in 2005 in Ukraine.
In fact, I don't know if you saw the story that I saved from this morning, but apparently there's a comedy, a sitcom that plays in Ukraine and elsewhere that was pulled from Russian television because there was a joke about Vlad. Vladimir Putin was somehow dissed. He didn't like it, or someone didn't like it in his party and said, that's it. That is it.
Well, climate is being used as a weapon as well to mobilize young people especially. And we see this, and we see the virtue signaling even in what were once respected institutions in American media. Time magazine just named 16-year-old Greta Thunberg, the Swedish young lady who sadly is being manipulated by cynical adults behind the scenes.
I know. I am so, so sorry to see that. She is likely to be someone who will go to her parents in 20 years and if we're all still here.
Right.
And I say that because I believe Christ is coming back soon. And she will ask them, why did you allow this to be done to me?
Right. She's convinced that her childhood has been stolen by wicked industrialists who are poisoning the world and causing an irreversible climate change disaster that is coming on us. And by the way, watch for the word climate disaster to replace climate change. Mm-hmm. Focus group testing, mm-hmm. showing that climate change is not resonating well mm-hmm. enough with people. So climate yes. disaster is going to be the new term.
Yes.
But it is being used to mobilize young people toward demanding a global government. And ultimately, that's what all of this is about, keeping Britain in the EU, moving the United States toward accepting oversight by a global government to change the way we fundamentally live. This is all about forcing mm-hmm. humanity back to one world, back to Babel.
Exactly.
Is where it's all heading.
And the reason I say it's like 1920s, early 1930s Germany is because, again, it's the youth who are being used to move the position of the entire population.
Mm-hmm.
This will continue, and the youth who are currently doing, say, an 80% job today will be scolded for not doing a 100% job tomorrow by their younger siblings.
Mm-hmm.
It will continue to get harder and harder, more and more strict, until we all agree to, frankly, leave our free will at the door mm-hmm. and do whatever the leader says to do.
Yeah, and we see some interesting hints at what this will look like in some programs that we don't recommend for watching, especially with children around. There's a series now on a smaller cable network called EPIX that is sort of a backstory of Alfred Pennyworth, who mm-hmm. is Batman's butler. This is much darker.
But it has very, very inappropriate scenes in it.
Right, right.
You
so we're not recommending you to watch it.
But no, not at all.
What it does illustrate, though, is this thesis, antithesis, and then synthesis.
Yes, because you've got the Raven Society party on one side, which is very much like the Red Wing
Saga. The fascist conservative.
And then you've got the other one, which is the feel-good no-name league.
Right, right.
And they are all for peace and freedom.
Right.
That's their slogan, peace and freedom.
But both
sounds
sides,
familiar?
Yeah, both sides willing to use very violent tactics to get their way.
They're absolutely the same thing.
Right.
It's just that they use different
sock puppets being controlled by
exactly.
two arms of the same master.
Exactly.
And we see that in our world today. And ultimately, the goal is, again, to force us toward a synthesis, which is a globalist, technocratic mm-hmm. Dictatorship.
That's easy for you to say.
Yeah.
Well, bottom line, we have to remember that the kids ultimately need salvation. They need Jesus
right.
in their hearts. That is what our goal, our job as Christians is to lift up Christ, crucified, risen, and coming again.
Mm-hmm.
And if we continue to do that, he will be faithful. He says his word never goes out without returning and never returns void.
That's right. And we're trying to use the tools of the Prince of the Power of the Air, this medium through which you are watching our program, and our free mobile app. Get it on all the kids' devices
mm-hmm.
and just keep touching it so that they watch it and, you know.
Yeah. And if you want to know more about the Realms of the Dead
yes.
and the Red Wing Saga and our new book, Veneration, you need to order it today because, honestly, they're flying out the door and we're running out.
Yes. We thank you for watching as we keep watching. Have a blessed weekend. With Sharon Gilbert, I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is Sci Friday from Skywatch TV.